Prophetess Bethany.
I apologize. Talking on mute. Amen. We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families right now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us right now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take us over right now. Now, we decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives right now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works on this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround take place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare favor around traveling. Keep us as we are going and coming. We decree and declare elevation and promotion over our lives on this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money-making creative ideas happening even now. We decree and declare power, love, and sound mind even now. We decree and declare God loads us daily with benefits. He is our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and open opportunities for your people even now. We decree and declare the pouring out of a blessing that we may not have room yet to receive it. We decree and declare we are the lender and not the borrowers. We decree and declare we are the head and not the tail. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line so we can open up in our heavenly language. I had.
Jesus. Look at him. Give him your warm smell. Never hide your feelings from him. When I was desperate, I called out, and God got me out of a tight spot. God's angel set up a circle of protection around me, my children, and their children's children. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who runs to him. Worship God if you want the best. Worship open doors to all goodness. Young lions on the prowl get hungry, but God's seekers are full. Father God, thank you for this new day to be full with greatness and wisdom. We thank you, Father God, for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Mother Jordan, for devoting her life to the ministry while standing with her son, the Archbishop, all the first families, all the mothers, and all the prophets near and far. Thanks, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for starting this prayer line, allowing all of us to be able to pray, not just for ourselves, but for the world. On this day, Father, we stand in agreement, sending healing and prayers out for all our aching, sick family members, including ourselves, friends, seekers, everyone on this line, the prayer list, and in the world. Amen. Father God, thank you for placing all your angels around my life, my children's life, their children's children, and generations thereafter with great healings in areas of our lives with direction and protection. I know it is done as I speak. Amen. Father God, I want to thank you for placing your arms around my granddaughter who will be giving me my first great-grandchild. Cover her, Father God. Keep her safe while directing her footsteps. We open our arms of gratitude for removing all the bad suffocation out of our lives and teaching us all the right things we need in order to move forward while breaking generational curses of poverty and letdown. I declare and give thanks for all businesses to expand further than we ever could imagine with overflowing lifetime of success. Amen. It's done. Father God, continue to anoint my mind with the great things that will enhance not just my life but others. Thank you for the continuous open doors in all our lives. And I declare that if any door has been closed in our lives wrongly, should be suddenly reopened. I know it is done. Amen. Anyone who has spoken any wrongs in our lives, our children's lives, their children's children's lives, and generations hereafter should be proven wrong in your divine time, Father God. And we should see that your work, Father God, as you scatter all our enemies forevermore. In Jesus' precious name I pray and say amen and amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we all have this time to gather together, God. God, I thank you for all of our leaders even now, God. I thank you for our Archbishop and our Pastor Deborah, God. I thank you for our mothers of the church even now, God. I thank you for our company of prophets, God. I thank you for all of the families represented on the line, God, that you will touch each and every one of them, God. I thank you for all the angels that you have with us, God. I thank you for your presence, God. I thank you for sending your one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins, God. You didn't have to, but you did it, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. And that is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Bless mommy and daddy and the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this day.
Thank you for everything that you're doing for us. Thank you for our Archbishop and our pastor, and thank you for our church. Thank you for all our leaders and leading the church. Thank you for our youth. Thank you for all the people that are on this call right now. We ask that you watch over us, keep your angels with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for traveling mercy. Father God, I thank you for blessing food into our body. I thank you for making the sun rise up, Father God, I thank you for letting us putting a roof over our head. I thank you for everything you've done for us. I thank you for our toys, our video games. I thank you for books. I thank you for school, Father God. I thank you for everything you've created for us. In your heavenly name, amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because you say where two or three are gathered in your name, oh God, that you're in the midst. You said one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. We thank you, oh Lord, that because we gather together in your name, oh God, that prayers are being answered, people are being healed, delivered, and set free, oh God. We speak in the affirmative, oh God, that divine health is coming forth and divine wealth for all the people, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh God, that you are with those who are bereaved tonight, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for my brother-in-law, oh God, that you soothe his heart, oh God, as he lost his girlfriend. We thank and praise you, oh God, that you're able to do that which no man can do, oh God, that you can turn the heart, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh God, for our Archbishop, oh God. We thank you for our dear Pastor Deborah, oh God. We thank you just for the Jordan family, oh God, and the extended family, oh God. We thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you, oh God, that you're protecting and covering them, oh God, and that you keep them all strong, oh God, so that they can lead, oh God, and guide, oh God, into the next generation and the generations to come, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh God, that you are able to do that which we cannot do, oh God. We thank and praise you, God, that you said that men are always to pray and not faint, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you have given us the strength, oh God, to stand tall every morning, oh God, and lift up your name, oh God, and come to you, oh God, and know that we need you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who have repented of sins, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that for those who have come and received your name and received salvation, oh God. We thank and praise you, God, that for those who give, oh God. We thank and praise you, God, for all the members of the family of Zoe, oh God, and surrounding churches, oh God, and churches that we are connected to, oh God. We thank and praise you, God, that you would continue to lift them up and expand them, oh God, that some more souls will come into your kingdom, oh God. We thank and praise you, God, for those people who are traveling, oh God, those people who are overseas, oh God, those people who have got caught in the storm, oh God. We pray, oh God, for their safety. We pray, oh God, for their deliverance, oh God. We thank and praise you, God, that you, oh God, your hand, oh God, your angels, oh God, it is dispatched from heaven, oh God, and is protecting the people. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, oh God. We lift up your name, oh God, because your name is a strong tower, oh God, and the righteous run in and they are safe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. Psalms 28, verse 7. And Father, we thank you for this new day that we have embarked on. We thank you for life. We thank you for every life here on the line on this new day, even now, Father God. We thank you for refreshing each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you for all of the families and just life, all of your people even now, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity to begin to lift your name on high on this morning, Father God. Father God, on this new day, we thank you for peace, Father God. We thank you for allowing peace to reign in our homes. We thank you for allowing peace to reign in our hearts and our spirits and in our minds, Father God. We thank you for the leadership even now, Father God. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds, Father God. Father God, keep them in your will and in your way, Father God. Keep all of us in your will and in your way, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Father God, let us rest peacefully, Father God. Allow innovative ideas to be birthed through us, Father God, and allow us to have the boldness to go ahead and step in your will even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for forgiving us, Father God, of all of our sins each and every day, Father God. Father God, thank you for keeping us and covering us as we come and as we go in our travels, Father God. Father God, thank you for my family even now. I want to lift them up before you, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing our ears to be open to hear your voice and allowing our eyes to be open so that we may be able to begin to see clearly even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing us to hear your voice, Father God. I love you, Lord, Father God, and I want to thank you for allowing us to begin to show agape love just as you, Father God. And Father God, I want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. Allow right relationships to be drawn our way, even now, Father God, right partnerships, Father God. Give us wisdom in the actions that we do, even now. In your mighty name we pray. I love you. Amen and amen.
Prophet Glenda. Amen. Amen, Father. We just thank you, God, and we give you the praise this morning, God. We command our day, God, for joy, a joyful day. We command our day to be plentiful, God. We command our day to have symmetry and balance, God. We command our day, Father God, to walk upright before you and to walk in righteousness, God. We command our day, Father God, that we shall walk in good health and longevity, and we shall walk, Father God, with the mind of God. We thank you, Father God, as we pray, Lord, that many plans are in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose prevails over them all. We pray for purpose. We pray for destiny, God. We pray for guidance. And we pray, Father God, as we commit our ways unto you, God, that you would direct our feet, God. And we ask, Father God, that every yoke, Father God, that they both shall break every yoke and destroy, Father God, the yokes, Father God, the things that bind us, the things that tie us, Father God, to our past, and Father God, the things that we should release and let go. God, we thank you right now, God, that those things fall off of us, God, and that, Lord, we're walking in a new day. We're walking in a new way, God, and we thank you, Father God, that you open our eyes of understanding. We thank you, Father God, for new direction, Lord, and we thank you for a new hope and a new vision, God. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's standing on this line, God. You said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, it shall be done. You said that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. We thank you, Father God, that there is power in numbers, God, and we thank you that there is more with us than against us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving into new territories. We're moving into new directions, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are under an open heaven, God, and we're rejoicing, Father God, and we're moving, Father God, with the cloud because the provision is there, God. We thank you that everything that we need, it's already been set up. It's already been preordained. Father God, teach us how to grasp the things that you have already prepared for us, God. Teach us how to walk, Father God, in the abundance. Teach us how to walk in love, God. Teach us how to walk in faith, God, greater faith, God. Restore, Father God, our faith. Restore the hope of your people, God. And we thank you, Father God. We pray for those, God, that are incarcerated. We pray, Father God, for the mothers that are standing for their children, Father God, for the mothers that are praying for their children, God. We pray that you will hear every cry and that you will bottle every tear, God. We thank you, Father God, for extraordinary favor with your people, God. We thank you, God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Teach us to embrace it. Teach us how to get it. Teach us how to be more than conquerors, God. Teach us how to be good stewards. teach us to be faithful over a few things, God. And we thank you, Father God. Now, Father God, we pray, Father God, for the youth. We pray for every child represented in every family, God. We pray, Father God, for those that are, Father God, that are challenged in their health and those that have been named on the prayer list. We ask, Father God, for healing. And we ask for, Father God, divine mercy and divine intervention. And we pray, Father God, for guidance, God. We pray, Father God, that you will move us into new directions, that you will move us, Father God, into, Father God, new territories, God. We pray for open doors, God. And we pray, Father God, that all will be well, God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. We want to say thank you, Father God. We did a bosha, God, for renewed faith, for restored faith, God. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our government. We pray, Father God, for our church family. We pray, Father God, for those that are homeless. We pray, Father God, for those that are desolate. We pray, Father God, for the fatherless. We pray for the widow woman. And we thank you, Father God, because, God, in your word, you said true religion is to the fatherless and to the widow woman, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you are moving, Father God, by your spirit. God, set them up, God. And Father God, restore them, God. Everything that has been broken, everything that has been stolen, everything, Father God, where their hope is lost, God. We pray, God, that you will give them hope and, God, renewed faith, God. We thank you for it in advance, God. We thank you for those that are going to college, scholarships, Father. We thank you, Father God, that the monies, the financial aid, everything that they need will be provided, God. We thank you, Father God, for those, Father God, that need money for graduation, schools, God, vehicles, God, whatever they need, God. We thank you that the provision is already there. Thy will be done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. Teach us, Father God, how to pray, how to seek the kingdom. And, Father God, we thank you for the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Father God, that the kingdom has come, God, because the kingdom of God is in us, God. Teach us to walk, Father God, to walk it out and to demonstrate who you are in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, I thank you for a new day of grace and mercy, for being in your presence to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for them being a yes to ministry and globalizing the prophetic, that we have a part, that we have a part in assisting as well. I thank you for healed hearts of your people, for all people who are seeking and finding you, Father God. I thank you for the word, the Bible, where wisdom and instructions can be found. I thank you for the fivefold ministries, the archbishops, the apostles, the pastors, the evangelists, and the teachers who daily teach your people knowledge and truth. I thank you for sight beyond sight. I thank you, Father God, for loving us all. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, who heals all of your people on the prayer request list and those who aren't mentioned. I thank you for just knowing who they are, Father God. I love you, Father God, with my whole heart, mind, and soul. Thank you for restoring joy, peace, new beginnings, daily mercy and grace to your people. I thank you for all who submit to your will and way. It's the best for all of our lives, Father God. I thank you for your blood that covers us daily. I thank you for your angels that directs and go before us as protection and in business dealings. I thank you for all the prophets on the line and in the background. I thank you for the partners and all the first-time visitors that's listening in. May you bless each and one of their families. I thank you for the first family, which is the Jordans. May you continue to strengthen each and every one of them. And I thank you for their legacy. And I thank you for all the legacies that's represented on this call. And I thank you for our mothers, Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Berrien and Mother Gladys Austin and all the mothers worldwide that gives us wisdom, Father God. And I thank you for the hedge of protection that you place over them and the children worldwide in their goings and their comings. And I thank you, Father God, for revamping the school system, Father God, and give peace to the families in Florida as well as the students affected by it. And I thank you for your blood covering us. And I thank you for your son being a yes to save us all. And I thank you for promotions and the entrepreneurs arising in this season in 2018. I thank you for real estate favor, housing favor, court case favor, traveling favor, and for my son Kevin Nesbitt, who's a truck driver, and all the truck drivers worldwide that's on the road. And I thank you, and I love and honor and praise who you are, Father God. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Father God, we thank you that you are our rock and our shield and our strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. We thank you, Lord God, that we abide in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of your Almighty God. And we say you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our God, in you we trust. For God, you are our rock, you are our shield, and the horn of our salvation, our high tower, our refuge, and our Savior. And you save us from the violent man. You save us from terrorist threats. You save us from gun violence. You save us from gang violence. You save us from rapists and robbers and carjackers. Father God, we thank you that your blood cover us even now. We thank you, Father God, for the children. We cover them by the blood of Jesus. We cover them, from every attack, every bullying attempt, Lord God. Let your peace abound. Oh God, seal your instructions in their ear and cause them to be obedient unto authority, Father God, that they may be safe. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of the enemy that will come to attack their minds and their spirits and their emotions. God, heal them from every attack, emotional attack. Heal every attack against their self-esteem and their confidence, Lord God. Build them up where they're weak. Strengthen them, Lord God, where they've been torn down. Father God, we cover them. Lord God, stir every gift that is dormant in their lives. Call them forth into leadership at a young age. Call them, God, to be a yes. Call them to be a stand for you, even in the schools, God. Call them, Lord God, to be children of prayer, children of righteousness, Lord God, the holy priesthood and the holy nation. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring us forth from our enemies and you lift us on high above all them that would rise up against us, and you deliver us, Lord God, from every attack of the enemy. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. Father God, work in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. My God, cleanse us from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. We present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, Father God. Cleanse us, Lord God, from all things that are not like you. In the name of Jesus, Father God, for we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. And in your law we meditate day and night. And we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. Father God, we lift up our archbishop and our leading lady. Father God, we command the strength from your sanctuary. We strengthen their hands, Father God. We call every need met and every bill paid. There shall be no lack. There shall be no lack. There shall be no lack. We call forth the abundance
abundance, Father. Breathe upon your people the spirit of giving, anointing for giving. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, honor, and praise. We bless every family on this call. We bless every home that's represented. We bless every business that's represented. We bless every job. Father God, you said you'd bless the works of our hands. Bless your people, we pray. The blood of Jesus prevail against sickness, disease, death, dying, and disease is rebuked in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing touch. The blood of Jesus prevail on this call. Let your people experience your power even now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Prophet Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. on this conference call number 515-604-9266. That's 515-604-9266. We have our 12 noon Pop Life conference call. And at 8 p.m., you can join Prophet Joshua Jordan, Master Prophet's firstborn male son, teaching the people of God in a mighty way. And then you can join us right back here at 12 midnight for the 12 Midnight Cry conference call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. And has this call been a blessing to you? You can give a seed. You can sow your seed. You can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. Type in donate. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com, www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. And if you're looking for a church home, and if you live in the tri-state area of New York, you can go to 310 Riverside Drive. That's at 103rd Street between Western Avenue and Riverside Drive. And church services on Sunday is at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. We have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. Where you can sign up, you can do your pledge for it, and you can sign up for Prophecology for July 2018, and you can receive a book from Master Prophet every month, which will not be in Amazon bookstores online. And you can call up the customer care number at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. You let the moderator know that you want to join the Book of the Month Club, number 4. And if it possible, what you are seeking is seeking you, join our Poem Seekers call. And that number is 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404 and a pound sign. So that number is 646-715-3631. And the passcode is 533-404 pound. The call is on Tuesdays and Fridays at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Begin your prophetic journey with our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. Pastor Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Prophetess Olivia. Amen. And people of God, please govern yourself accordingly to the announcement. I must reiterate Book of the Month 4. We have our first release, and I tell you, it's powerful. And if you have not joined the Book of the Month Club, there's still time for you to receive this month's publication. Amen. Go ahead and call 888-831-0434. and let them know that you want to set up your book of the month for thereby receiving your accommodations for the next Prophecology in July and having your accommodations and your food covered. And you want to not miss, if you missed this last Prophecology, you definitely don't want to miss the next one, because we know that every round goes higher and higher. And the Master Prophet and Lady Deborah always over-delivers. Amen and amen. People of God, get your seed in the ground. Sow a seed, eliminate your need, stop the bleed, be delivered from greed. Let your seed speak for you. Amen. Lay your gift on the altar. If this prayer is a blessing to you, you do not want it to stop. Where would you go? Who would you call if you needed prayer and this call wasn't available to you? Amen. Don't let this be cut off. Let this lifeline continue. Help Pastor Deborah expand this call. It is her vision to have 24-hour prayer. Help her stretch. Amen. Put your seed in the ground. Amen. Let this call live. Amen. Covenant prophets, fledglings, thank you for your stand, for being a yes. There's so many things you could be doing on a Friday night. Amen. But we bless you in the name of the Lord. Prophetess Bethany, thank you for being a stand for your children. Thank you for being an example, the woman of God of your home. Amen. God bless you and strengthen you is my prayer. Company of prophets, thank you once again. Pastor and Bishop loves and honors you and appreciates your service. I love you to life. God bless you. Peace.
God bless.
God bless everyone.